Hello, and welcome back to Slept PhD. I am your host, Julie Fennell, and this is our special Valentine's Day edition of the podcast. Valentine's Day happens to be my birthday, so I am particularly devoted to it. And for this special holiday, I wanted to read for you some of the eroticas that I have written that are not presently published anywhere other than FetLife and my blog. Realistically, I don't expect that most of these eroticas are likely to be published anywhere other than FetLife or my blog. If you enjoy these stories, I have some others on YouTube, although I think they're mostly the same stories that I read a couple years ago on video during quarantine times. I do have two stories published in anthologies. I'm in Best Women's Erotica Volume 8 and also the Big Little Book of Quickies. And I'm trying really hard to convince someone that they should publish my erotic metafiction novel. So if you're an agent listening to this, please reach out to me. This is your reminder. As always, this podcast is intended for listeners who are legal adults in the place where they are coming from. So if you are like me or in the United States, I expect that you are at least 18 years or older. This podcast episode is far more explicit than most of the ones that I have done so far. If you don't like erotica, please stop listening now. This is kinky erotica, just to be clear. There's lots of BDSM, nothing playing around with like non-consent or anything, but it is definitely, you know, lots of things like spanking and dominance and submission. So if you don't like BDSM, please stop listening now and don't report me. Just don't listen, okay? but seriously, I hope you enjoy. So this special Valentine's release is going to be in two parts. And the first part is going to be two eroticas that are mask, dom, fem, sub, and part two is going to be two eroticas that are fem, dom, mask, sub. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy these, and happy Valentine's Day. So the first of these stories is entitled Your Dirty Little Fuck Toy. I get a text message from you on your way home from work. Haven't come all day. When I get home, I want to find you naked and bent over the sofa arm. My pulse quickens, and I actually feel my pussy clench in excited anticipation. Should I come before you arrive, sir? It will be a little bit of a struggle for me to perch myself on the sofa arm and not come. Besides, sometimes you like my pussy wetter and swollen for you, but all I get back is no. There's no way I can concentrate on what's left of my work now. My clit is already so hard at the thought of what's to come that it's a little uncomfortable keeping my underwear on and sitting in my chair. I wriggle somewhat desperately against both, and my fingers are actually shaking a little on my keyboard as I almost guiltily text back, "May I please touch myself, sir?" "No, you greedy fucking slut, and keep your underwear on until you hear my key in the lock." I bite my lip and wonder how long I'm going to have to wait like this. I shift again in aroused discomfort in my chair and give up any pretense that I can get work done. I go to the bathroom and put on the shittiest eyeliner I own. I know it will make you happy because it will run exquisitely. Then I grab one of your worn short shirts out of the laundry and take off all of my clothes except for my underwear. I throw myself over the sofa arm and wriggle my aching crotch against its perfectly soft hardness while I bury my face in your shirt in wanton disobedience. You've confessed to me before that you love me jerking off with your clothes, but you will always punish me for being a dirty little whore if you catch me at it. The smell of you is so arousing, and the feeling of the sofa arm against my hard clit is so intense that I almost come immediately. But you told me not to come, and so panting a little, I force myself to stand back up. Swallowing my pride, I text again somewhat desperately, "How soon will you be home, sir?" "Text me a picture of your swollen clit, you greedy whore," is all I get back. You haven't told me I'm allowed to take my underwear off, so I slide it sideways and take a picture of my ridiculously swollen pussy. I actually gasped just for the sensation of my own fingers brushing against my labia. You were grinding against the sofa arm, weren't you? Yes, sir. You are a dirty little whore. Sit on the couch with your legs crossed and both hands clasped 1 inch in front of your clit until you hear my key in the lock. Of course I do what you say. Ashamed, I feel a couple of tears of frustration leaking out of my eyes as I sit with my trembling hands 1 inch away from my still-clothed clit. There is no clock near me, and I can't even reach my phone now to see how long I've been waiting. It actually literally hurts to be this horny. When I finally hear your key in the lock, I gasp in anticipation. I yank my underwear off hastily, throwing it on the floor beside me. I throw myself over the sofa arm, spreading my legs as I bury my face recklessly in your shirt. With my naked ass in the air, I feel utterly exposed and know you can see my pussy twitching in desperate anticipation as I hear you walking up behind me. You're walking fast, but I can't see what you're doing. I hear you unfasten your belt, which makes my pussy twitch yet again, and then I hear the sound of your pants falling. I bite my lip as I feel the tip of your hard cock against my swollen and trembling pussy lips as you bend down towards me, encasing me in the heat of your body and the feel of your arms, even though the only part of you that's touching me is your cock. You lean down towards my ear, saying almost tenderly, "What's the difference between you and a fleshlight?" A fleshlight won't beg to be used, sir. Then beg, you greedy fucking slut. The feel of your cock tantalizing my pussy is so distracting that I actually am not even sure what I say. It comes out as something like, "I want to please you, my pussy is your sex toy, I don't need to come, I just need to feel you dripping out of me, please use me, please fuck me, sir, please," and I scream as you shove your cock into me completely. My pussy contracts automatically around you, and I hear you groan in pleasure. It's obvious you've been waiting hours for this release, and I expect you to come almost immediately. But instead, you move your cock slowly in me, drawing this out. "May I come, sir?" I whimper. "I don't give a shit whether you come or not, toy. But you must care a little, because you almost immediately change what you're doing, so I can't come." Then you pull out completely. I gasp in shock at the sensation of that pull and subsequent feeling of loss. "Clench your pussy, toy." Gritting my teeth, I do. "Tighter! Now hold it!" Your dick is now so hard that it manages to slam through my viciously clenched pussy lips. This is so painful I see stars. "Please come, sir," I beg. You pull me back by my hair. You look into my eyes, upside down for the first time since you got home, and I know my eyeliner must be running as my eyes water from both pain and not being able to breathe. "Do you want me to come to feel me dripping out of you, or because you want the pain to stop?" you hiss. "Both, sir," I choke out from my tortured angle. Not only can I barely breathe, your cock is also pushing against me excruciatingly. With my head tilted back, you finally notice that my face has been buried in your shirt all this time. "Were you grinding your face into my shirt this whole time, you greedy whore?" "Yes, sir." I can barely get the words out. Without pause, you let go of my hair, yank your cock out of my pussy, and pull my pussy completely back to the edge of the sofa arm. I hear you bend down, and with no warning, you crack the end of your belt against my swollen cunt. "Count," you command. I'm already crying. I get all the way to 5 before I plead desperately, "Please make me come, sir." You say nothing as you shove your cock back into me, and it's actually gotten harder while you beat me. But you stay in just long enough to tease me before pulling back out, causing me to cry harder. The rules say that I have to get new permission to come every time you pull your cock out of me, but begging wouldn't help because this hurts too much anyway. You crack your belt against my pussy again, and now I'm sobbing. It's not really the pain. It's not having you make me come that's agony. "Keep counting, slut." I get to 9 before you say, "Tell me what a dirty little whore you are." I take a deep breath and say, "I'm such a dirty little whore that I'll beg you to fuck me over and over, even if you never make me come, but I'll jerk off on your clean clothes when you're not looking so the smell of me drives you crazy all day at work." I hear you laugh and think you're finally going to have mercy on me, but instead you crack your belt so hard on me that my entire body shudders. Then you ram your cock back into my twitching pussy. "Clench, slut." I'm just crying now. I have no idea how much longer I can do this, and I have no idea how your cock has lasted so long. You speed up, fucking me harder and harder, and I feel my own pussy's excitement growing in anticipation, desperate to feel the way your cock will shudder inside me when you come. But instead, you pull all the way out. I actually scream in frustration. I'm getting desperate as I beg, please come in me, sir. No, your pussy feels too good, and I've waited all day for this. I hear you bend down, and the next thing I know, my underwear is in my face. It's wet and a bit white, and you whisper in my ear, did you come when I told you not to, you greedy fucking whore? No, sir, I promise, honestly. I was so close, but I was good. I waited for you, just like you told me, and I didn't touch myself. Good girl, you say, shoving your dick back inside me. But you're doing nothing that will make me come, which makes everything you do feel twice as intense. You pull all the way out again and tell me count. I gasp out one as you thrust back inside me. I want you to come on 10, you say, pulling all the way out and shoving all the way back in. This slow, rhythmic assault is what makes me come best. By the time I get to 4, I'm trying to convince my raw pussy that it should be numb, that the pain of your cock assaulting my bruised labia isn't the best feeling I can imagine. By the time I get to 6, I'm shaking with the effort not to come. You linger inside me until I'm half a breath away from coming, then pull out and stay out for just half a breath too long to make me come as you push back in on 7. I'm crying so hard now I can hardly count, and I actually wonder if I will pass out from the agony when I get to 8. You pull your cock back out and keep it just outside my lips as you order almost angrily, clench your cunt, slut. Stars dance in my eyes as you break through my clenched pussy lips yet again, and I gasp out the word 9. Startled, I feel your cock shuddering with the veins pulsing inside me as you come, and I sob when I realize how you've tricked me. My pussy is throbbing with my almost orgasm as you urgently pull your dripping cock out of me. I continue crying into the sofa arm, not caring what my wrecked eyeliner looks like. Still bent over the sofa arm, you pull my hand down to my crotch and whisper mockingly in my ear, feel how wet you are with my cum, slut. Does it feel good dripping out of you like that? Yes, sir, I manage through my tears. Don't you dare come on those fingers, slut. Yes, sir. Are you going to beg for me to fuck you again? Yes, sir, please fuck me again now, sir. Please, please, please make me come. You pull my head back by my hair again, staring into my glazed and teary eyes. I didn't say I'd make you come. I said, will you beg me to fuck you? I gasp as you let go of me and my head falls back onto the sofa arm. I wail in tormented desperation as I feel my pussy instinctively clench and longing and some of your cum pools wetly on my thighs. Yes, sir, just fuck me, sir. I'm a good toy. I don't need to come. I just need to be filled with your cock. I just need to feel you come in me again and again. You are a good toy, you dirty fucking whore, you say. I feel you jerking off with the tip of your cock against my pussy lips. You're basically hitting me over and over again with your fingers as the tip of your cock remains mercilessly and tantalizing in my pussy. Harder, harder, harder you hit me. Back. You're basically hitting me over and over again with your fingers as the tip of your cock remains mercilessly and tantalizingly in my pussy. Harder, harder, harder you hit me, incidentally, as you jerk yourself off and as I beg more and more desperately. The pounding of your hand banging into my bruised, dripping, and swollen labia is pure agony, but the truest torment is barely having you inside me. You only enter me just as you come yourself, and I don't have time to come before you pull out of me again. Did you come, slut? You ask with mock tenderness, barely stroking my shuddering and sopping wet pussy with your fingers. No, sir. Do you think I care? No, sir, I lie. Are you going to keep begging me to fuck you anyway? Yes, sir, I say with complete honesty, my pussy almost, but not quite, coming against your fingertips, causing your cum to drip further down my leg. The next story is called The Kind of Slut You Are. And I wrote this one night. I think I was probably on a plane. I often used to write erotica on planes. I challenged myself to play with the idea that jealousy could be hot. Ultimately, I guess I probably technically cheated here a little bit, but I think that still has a bit of the spirit of the thing. This erotica switches back and forth through time, and in the original printed version, there are italics to help you keep track of what's going on here, but or at least for the first two-thirds of the story or so, it's switching back and forth in time between a present day-ish scene and the narrator, Laura, reflecting back on things that had happened in the recent past. Here we go. How many times did he make you come, whore? Bent over, my naked ass exposed, my hands pressed against the wall and my face against them, I can't help but wriggle my feet against the floor in nervous anticipation. I cringe even as I feel my traitorous pussy clench with arousal. At least 10, I squeak. At least? Is that the best you can do? I must be more aroused than I realize to forget something that basic. No more than 15, I promise, a hint of pleading in my voice. Sir walks up behind me, squeezing my more or less clothed tits painfully hard in his large hands. My dress is awkwardly hiked up around my waist, and my tits are half spilling out of it. He's still wearing all his clothes, but I can feel his erection pressed against my ass even through his jeans. I instinctively start to spread my legs for him, but they're a little bit trapped by the underwear down around my ankles. He pulls me back by my hair, hissing in my ear. 15 fucking times. You must already be so sore. His fingers in my hair hurt enough that my eyes are starting to water. I try to nod, but of course I can't. No, sir, I lie. You can use me as much as you want. That last part is true. I can't wait for him to fuck my swollen, overused cunt. But saying that out loud would probably be unwise. He lets go of my hair and shoves me roughly, caressing my ass with his hand as he leaves me standing where I am. I bite my lips, scared and aroused for what is about to happen next. He leaves me that way, and then, with no warning, he cracks a whip across my ass. I scream, "Count, whore," he commands. "One," and all started when Sir went away for a business trip. It all started when Sir went away for a business trip. 3 days and three nights, far away in a different time zone. Please don't make me go that long without sex, sir, I begged. Please? He laughed at me. You are such a whore. Yes, sir, you're a whore. And so, sir, being an extremely kind and loving sir, ordered me in his absence to entertain his childhood best friend, Brian, who, quote, hadn't been laid in a year. Sir said he didn't care if we used condoms and told me I was to make sure that Brian was well pleased. He refused to let me come for almost 2 days before he left because he wanted me desperate. Then he deliberately fucked me right before he left, laughing at the idea of his best friend fucking my swollen pussy and mixing cum with him inside his whore. For his final touch, he wrote on me in Sharpie, "For your pleasure," and left me naked and chained spread eagle to the bed, graciously letting Brian into the house on his own way out. When Brian found me like that, he laughed. Dave has such a fucked up sense of humor. What are you, some kind of living porno? I am here for your pleasure. I had to stop myself from saying sir. It had been a long time since I'd had sex with any man except sir. I shifted uncomfortably on the bed, hoping the wet spot I was lying in wouldn't be too conspicuous. The idea of Brian noticing it was mortifying, in a good way, but with my legs spread by chains, it seemed impossible that he wouldn't at least notice how absurdly aroused I was. So the writing says, but I want to hear from your own lips that you want me. Did I really? I had known Brian for several years. I had never seriously considered fucking him before. He was neither hot nor ugly, or particularly remarkable in any way. I'd never gotten the impression that he was especially kinky, so I had no idea what he would think of my current predicament. Sir valued honesty highly, and I knew he would not approve of me lying to Brian. I hedged. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck anyone who will let me come. He took off his pants and then said aloud what I hadn't said. You want to fuck anyone who will stick their dick in you. Close. The dicks are optional. He laughed again, and my heart started pounding when I saw how hard he was before he'd even taken his boxers off. His dick was thick and veiny, and I wriggled uncomfortably in my bonds, desperate for it to be inside me. He took his shirt off and lay naked on top of me. Brian promised me that you were the biggest slut I would ever meet, let alone have the pleasure of fucking. Yes, I gasped, thrusting my hips up towards his dick, which was still much too far away to do me any good. He teased, biting my ear. I want to hear the magic words before you get to play. I want you, I said so horny I felt drunk. He pushed his cock into me all the way, and I gasped and shuddered, immediately wanting to come, Three thrust, and I half drunkenly begged unthinkingly, "Please, can I come, sir?" I immediately felt his dick wither inside me and could have cried. Not only had I lost my sex and my orgasm, I couldn't imagine how sir would punish me when he learned I had displeased his friend. I was a sex toy. I had to earn orgasms. They were my privilege, not my right. "We need to talk," Brian said, sighing and inevitably sliding out of me. "We should have talked first, but your pussy looked too inviting." "Too," I moan, loving the sensation of the whip flicking hard against me. I am already so aroused that I end up shifting uncomfortably, waiting, waiting, waiting for the moment when he'll finally enter me. So Brian unchained me, and we both put on some clothes, and I followed him downstairs so we could talk over pizza. I normally love feeling ashamed, but this time I didn't love it at all. "I'm sorry I messed everything up," I said as we sat somewhat awkwardly across from each other at the dining room table. I wanted to say more. I really did like the way your cock felt inside me. I really did like you teasing me. I liked the way you nibbled on my ear, and I liked the way your neck smelled pressed against my face. But I didn't think I could say any of that without crying unsexy tears of shame and frustration. He looked at me strangely. "What do you think you messed up?" "I asked to come too soon. I shouldn't have asked to come until I made sure that was okay with you." He was still looking at me like I was a little bit of an alien. "Look, Laura, I get that you like living in a fantasy porno world with Dave, but that's not really my world. You live with a lot of rules, don't you?" "Yes, sir." "Oops. Don't call me sir." "Yes," I stopped myself just in time. "Tell me about your rules." Oh dear, this could take the rest of the night. But I knew sir would expect me to be honest, even if some of these truths were a bit awkward for his childhood best friend to hear. "My first priority is to take care of myself and make sure that my needs are met. I have to tell sir if they're not, even if I feel bad for telling him." I sounded like I was reciting my contract, because I kind of was. Brian held up his hand impatiently. "Why don't you just skip to the good stuff?" I sighed a little bit, shifting in my seat and noticing uncomfortably that sir's cum was puddling a little in my underwear. I wasn't really aroused anymore, so the feeling was mostly just sticky. "I'm a sex toy. I'm not allowed to refuse sex unless I'm unwell. I'm only ever allowed to come with sir's cock in me, although he likes to punish me for breaking that one. Once a day, sir fucks me and I'm allowed to come with permission. The rest of the time he uses me and I'm only allowed to come incidentally." "Incidentally?" I felt my cheeks burn. This conversation was weirdly intimate and uncomfortable, given that less than 5 minutes ago his dick had been inside me. "Most of the time I can't come just from being fucked. I usually need to use my hand. But if I can, I'm allowed to come when he's using me, as long as I don't make too much noise or distract him." It was a remarkably good arrangement. Sir could only come twice a day, but we both needed sex more often than that. He couldn't come or even really get much sexual pleasure if he was worried about pleasing me, but he said he would never be able to enjoy using me if he didn't know that he pleased and satisfied me, and I was hardly going to argue. "Three," I scream, my back arching instinctively in exquisite agony as the whip strikes sharply down my ass. If you've never been hit with a whip, it stings like nothing else. If you pour peroxide over an open wound, you'll get a sensation that at least remotely resembles it. It hurts like a motherfucker for a second, then briefly feels fine, just long enough for you to think it's going to be fine, then goes back to hurting worse than it did initially. The pain teases you every time into thinking that it's not as bad as you think it is before viciously reminding you that it's actually much worse. But I love everything about that teasing pain, and I have to bite my lip to keep from begging, "Please fuck me, sir," because I know that will only prolong my torture. I'm only allowed to jerk off with permission, but I'm never allowed to come when I do. When I get home from work, I'm supposed to put a butt plug in as soon as possible, and sometimes I have to fuck myself with a dildo too while I wait for him to get home. I'm not allowed to ask for sex, I'm only allowed to beg, and most of the time when I do, he just beats me. If I really just want sex, I have to approach him with my eyes on the floor and whisper that I'm such a dirty little whore. At this point, Brian interrupted me. "You know, I don't mean to judge you, but you and Dave lead an extremely fucked up life." I grinned. "I haven't gotten to the really fucked up parts." He chuckled. "I think I've heard enough. I've got the idea. I think you need me to make rules for you, don't you?" "Only if you Pleases you, I say, biting my lip. He laughed. You fucking subs are all the same. You have to pretend doms are doing what they do for themselves, but they're really doing it all for you. It's true. It's really all about how good they are at pretending. Well, aside from 20 seconds upstairs, I haven't been late in a very long time, so I'm pretty motivated to be very good at pretending. Come here. He stayed in his seat while I walked toward him. When I went to kneel in front of him, he put both hands on my waist and kept me standing above him. It felt awkward looking down on him. He was about my height, so his seated face was very near my crotch. All I was wearing was my panties and a t-shirt, and the panties were wet all the way through. He laughed when he saw them. You get horny just telling me about your rules, don't you? I'm always horny, sir. Shh, boss. Call me boss. It's the first new rule. Yes, boss. It didn't exactly roll off my tongue, and it felt a little silly, but he was now running his hands ever so lightly on my inner thighs, and I was almost panting. I was definitely not in any mood to argue. Next rule. You come as often as you can. You don't ask. Sometimes I'll ask you to count for me because I want to know how much I'm making you come. And if you think that's just an idle request, remember that there is nothing, nothing that will make me feel as powerful as making you come until you cry and beg me to stop. Four, I whimper. I instinctively try to shake off the pain of the strikes by dancing on my feet. Hold still, whore. You earned this with your slutting and you're going to take it with grace. Yes, sir. Planting my feet on the ground is hard, and I still feel a powerful urge to spread my legs, hoping for his cock. Boss slid one finger up under my underwear and stroked my pussy lips, and I whimpered. You come as often as you want, and you beg for sex whenever you want it. Do you understand? Yes, boss, I whisper, my voice shaking slightly. Good. Those are the only rules for now. I might think of more. As he slid a finger slowly inside me, he added, Oh, one more. Anything that will give you more pleasure, you have to tell me as soon as possible. I cringe. Can I ask instead? He laughed again. Yes, you subby little slut. He slid a second finger inside me and I moaned. Then, grinning evilly, he pulled them both out abruptly and pulled my panties down, leaving me standing in front of him in my t-shirt, my pussy aching. And then he started to gently lick it. I giggled awkwardly. I don't like being gone down on. Yes, you do. You told me to tell you what pleases you, I said, shifting uncomfortably. Sir only ever went down on me to humiliate me, and I had never come from cunnilingus in my life. I forgot to mention another rule, he said, going back to licking me. I'm in charge. You like this now. Fuck! All of a sudden, it really did start to feel good. Gasping slightly, I said, I would enjoy it a lot more if I could see that it aroused you. He chuckled gently against my clit. Without moving his mouth away, he pulled off his underwear to show me his completely hard dick. And as soon as I saw that, like magic, I had to grasp hold of his shoulders for support as I started coming against his mouth. Did he lick your dirty fucking hole, slut? Yes, sir. The whip cracks. Five. How many times did you come on his mouth, whore? Eight, the whip cracks against me more viciously. Six, I scream. Was it eight or six, whore? Seven, I scream as the whip strikes me again. You sound very, very confused, sir, chuckles. Six, seven, eight. The whip strikes again over a mark that was already there, which feels like an extra lightning flash of pain. Eight, I moan. Oh, so it was eight. What do you want right now? Boss asked me. Tell me exactly what you want. I want details. Fuck. I fucking hate telling anyone what I want. If it please you, boss, I want you to not let me come for a long time and then pick me up and throw me back on that table and fuck me really fast and hard. And I want you to mock me for telling you that I wanted it. Please, I added again for good measure. He laughed. You're better at this than I expected you to be. He slid two fingers inside me again. You are so wet, and you really are the biggest slut I have ever met. He wriggled them inside me, edging me. You didn't tell me what you wanted me to fuck you with, so for now all you get are these two fingers. Your cock! Please fuck me with your cock! Tell me about it. I want it! How do you want it to feel inside you? It's thick. I want to feel the veins on it throbbing when you come. Fuck, he muttered, lightly stroking his hard dick with his other hand. I'll tell you a secret, whore. I've been saving myself for you. I didn't let myself come for 2 days. What do you think of that? Sir didn't let me come for 2 days either. You came just now, though, didn't you? On my mouth? Yes, boss, but it's not the same. Oh, it's not, is it? Well, I tell you what, slut, I'm going to lay you back on that table and lick your pussy some more. And when you're just ready to come, you tell me and I'll fuck you. I'm not going to last long, and I want to feel you squeezing my cock while you come. Do you understand? Yes, boss. He laid me back on the table, but instead of fucking me when I told him I was about to come, he just briefly stopped licking me again and again until I started to cry a little bit. Then he finally had mercy on me, but he only fucked me for about 5 strokes before we both came. I thought my head would explode. Nothing remotely like this had ever happened to me before. You know your holes are too dirty to lick, right, whore? Yes, sir. You know your holes are only for my cock, right, slut? Nine, I scream. You told me to please him. I was just doing what you said. And did you? Yes, sir. He said so, sir. He told me there was still considerable room for improvement. His whip cracks again across another mark that's already there. 10, I almost cry. Did you ever forget who owns you? 11, I am starting to cry now. There is nothing gentle about these strikes. There was never any pretense that this was some sort of scene with a warm-up. No, sir, you own me. You told me to please him. I never forgot. The whip comes down again and again as I count through tears. 12, 13. Boss wasn't even close to done. His dick stayed mostly hard inside me, and he picked me up and carried me with it still inside me over to the sofa in the living room. He fucked me for a long time, ordering me to come over and over again until I begged him to come, and he finally did. He fucked me again and again that night, and my pussy got so bruised that every stroke was agony, and his dick looked a little bit rug-burnt, and still he fucked me again. When I begged him to let me suck his cock instead, he just laughed and said that mouths were just a warm-up. Well, that was one thing he and Sir unfortunately had in common. For 3 nights, Boss fucked me mercilessly, coming in me over and over again until the sex felt sloppy and wet. Every night he told me he wanted to fuck me until I safe-worded, but no matter how much I screamed, I never even said yellow. The truth was that the sorer I got, the more I wanted him inside me. The feel of my underwear brushing against my bruised pussy lips was enough to make me gasp and wish for sex. And because of the rules he had made, I had to tell him, even when my face burned so hot with blushing that I felt like I might not be able to say the words. He told me over and over that I had to come as much as possible. I felt awkward touching myself when he wasn't fucking me, so sometimes I would have to whisper to him that I could come again after he had fucked me, so aroused from the feeling of his cum sliding down my thighs and the mere feel of air across my ravaged pussy lips. He would laugh at me, slide his fingers inside me, and rub my swollen clit until I came again. Half the time, he'd be hard again once he'd made me come, and I would end up screaming with the pain of him fucking me yet again, regretting telling him the truth. How many times did he come in, you whore? 4, the whip strikes. 14. Oh, you're sounding confused again. How many times did you beg him for his cock? 3. The whip cracks for what I hope is the final time. 15. You didn't beg every time? Why not? He surprised me the first time. Boss and I had a whirlwind affair. Every morning, Sir would text me to demand a detailed account of what I had done the night before. He did this with Boss's gleeful knowledge and consent. I had to report how many times Boss had come, how many times I had come, what sexual acts I had performed in what position, and what had pleased him most. Unbeknownst to me, he was also texting Boss every morning as well, asking for a report of how well I had pleased him. It turned out that every time, Boss had said the same thing. She's working on it. She's the biggest slut I've ever fucked, so I'm sure she can do better. I'm teaching her how. I'd give her about a B+ right now. Also, I'm pretty sure she's going to leave you for me because I make her come till she cries. The last night we spent together, Boss took 2 Sharpies to me, marking out strike marks in black for every time I came, 10, and strike marks in red for every time he came, 4. Then he took a photo of it lest it get spoiled by my clothes and texted it to Sir. That much I knew. What I didn't know was that the message that accompanied the picture was, "What kind of whore only comes 10 times from being fucked 4 times? What have you been teaching this slut?" I didn't realize until Sir got home that he and Boss had been conspiring against me the whole time. When Boss showed me the text messages consistently saying I was only a B-plus whore and that I had a lot to learn, he decided I needed punishing. Worse, I had forgotten to mention that I was calling Boss, Boss. This combined information resulted in Sir beating me so hard and then fucking my ass so hard that I walked a little bit funny for the rest of the evening. Even worse, he wouldn't let me come for 3 days, which half defeated the point of Boss fucking me in the first place. Several times for the next few days, he practically refused to even really fuck me. Instead, he just jerked off with the tip of his cock inside my pussy, teasing me terribly as the side of his hand slammed up against my pussy lips, only sliding all the way inside me just as he was coming. Then he made me stand up, cum dripping down my legs, and jerk myself off in front of him, which was terrible, and wouldn't let me come from it, which was even worse. When I indignantly texted Boss, "B plus," all he texted back was, "I don't much like beating beautiful women, but I just want you to be happy, smiley face." I texted back, "Fuck you, Boss," then added as a hasty afterthought, "Respectfully." His response was just, "Lol, anytime, slut." Sir berated me for days about being such a whore, saying that he knew I was a slut, but not how much of a slut I really was. I told him I could hardly get better if he wouldn't let me practice with more people, and he slapped me across the face and called me a mouthy whore, which made me so horny that I ended up having to cast my eyes down and remind him that I was his whore so he would fuck me. But even though I enjoyed his vicious and passionate responses, the fact remained that though our relationship was theoretically open, neither of us particularly liked or was attracted to many people, and we hadn't played much with other people except for a scant few one-night stands for our entire relationship. I was worried that Sir was actually jealous and not just playing a part. He said he wasn't, but I only half believed him. But when Sir went out of town again the next month, he sent me right back to Boss, and I was both relieved that he wasn't as jealous as I had feared and happy to see Boss again. After a couple of months of doing this, Boss and I started having something that suspiciously resembled a relationship. My suspicions about Sir's jealousy never really abated, but they kind of became a source of excitement. Every time Sir left on a trip, he would remind me that it was my duty to please Boss, who he still called Brian, and to tell him in great detail about how I had done so. He kept punishing me when he got home, but that quickly became part of the thrill of spending time with Boss, wondering what the consequences of my pleasures of him would be once Sir got home. Sir's favorite reason to punish me was for coming too much. He told me he was afraid that I would get used to the idea that I was allowed to orgasm whenever I wanted, and he wanted to make sure the freedom didn't go to my head. Boss made more rules. I was never allowed to show up at his house without a dress, and black dresses were allowed to be destroyed. I was never allowed to show up wearing underwear. I had to text him 5 minutes before I arrived. He made creative use of these rules, sometimes fucking me against his door as soon as I was inside his house, ripping apart my clothes while he did so and making me wander around the kitchen in shreds for the rest of an evening, going down on me against his counter while he told me he would make me dinner, and on one occasion picking me up and literally fucking me in every room of his house. But the night before, Boss had pulled off his best stunt yet. He'd told me to meet him in his bedroom, then jumped out from his closet when I was past it, thrown a bag over my head, and fucked my ass from behind at knife point without saying a word. Then he'd fuck my pussy in the shower a few minutes later, choking me from behind and never telling me to come, so I hadn't. I wasn't entirely sure when this particular scene had ended, and I didn't want to spoil it by orgasming. "Do you have anything else to confess, whore?" Fuck. I had known it would probably come to this, but I'd been hoping it wouldn't. I could have come 2 more times, but I didn't. Sir walked up behind me and whispered threateningly in my ear, "Why didn't you, whore?" He didn't tell me to, and because I didn't want to get beaten more when I got home. "Didn't he tell you to always come as much as you could?" My voice is barely audible. "Yes, sir. And didn't I tell you that your first and foremost in duty was to please him?" "Yes, sir, but it felt like a little bit of a non-consensual scene, and it didn't seem like it would be appropriate." "Both times?" "No, sir." Laura, you have shamed your owner.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Whenever he used my real name, I was in serious trouble. Not the fun kind. And I felt the weight of his disappointment like a horrible heavy cloak settling around me.
I'm sorry, sir.
Not as sorry as you're going to be. Walk. I'm not getting any fun leads by the hair. No fingers in my pussy to pull me along. He's just walking in front of me up the stairs and expecting me to follow. My legs feel wobbly with fearful anticipation. He has never said I shamed him before. Lay down on the bed on your stomach, he orders in a terrifying, flat tone when we get to the bedroom. I'm pretty sure I know what's coming. There's one toy that Sarah keeps specifically because I loathe it. Most masochists have pains they love and some they hate. I'm no different. I like sting and I like thud, but I despise sensations that are both. Sarah keeps a terrible thick rubber stick that is both, and I hate it. Hate it. He only uses it when he's actually punishing me, not when he's punishing me. He used it fairly regularly when he was training me. Sometimes I would make too much noise when he was using me and he'd stop fucking me to strike me with it. Sometimes I wouldn't make enough noise when he was fucking me for entertainment and he'd stop fucking me to strike me with it. It only took a few times to teach me. A single strike usually left a heavy purple bruise and he'd never hit me with it more than 3 times for jerking off and coming without permission. As I lay on the bed, stark naked and unable to really see what's about to happen to me, I have to stop myself from shaking with fear and shame. I'm not really sure that I can take more than 3 strikes, but I'm also not sure that I'm going to have much choice. I can tell that I'm in real trouble. My contract says that I can only safe word out of real punishments if I'm genuinely concerned for my health or safety, or if I can successfully negotiate. I'm frantically trying to consider what I can negotiate with, but my brain is too full of fear to come up with much. Sir gets on the bed behind me and spreads my legs forcefully apart. There's a part of me that hopes that I'm in for a good time, but the more rational part of me thinks, or my pussy is in for a really bad time. Neither proves to be true. What did I tell you when you went to Brian? He says angrily.
That I was to please him to the best of my abilities, I whisper.
And did you? He asks in a hoarse and threatening whisper. I'm already crying.
No, sir.
How many times do you think you could have come that you didn't?
I don't know, I sob, at least twice.
With no warning, he strikes me twice across the ass with his rubber stick. Not in the same place, fortunately, but it's a very minor blessing. The best I can describe the agony of that is to imagine that someone kicked you incredibly hard and slapped you as hard as they could at the same time in an area more concentrated and narrower than a ruler. I scream so loudly it hurts my throat. Do you think that's a fair punishment, Laura?
I don't know, sir, I whispered, tears streaming down my face into the mattress beneath me.
Why didn't you come when you could have?
It felt a little awkward, and I was afraid of getting punished more.
He hits me 2 more times, moving the strikes down my ass and towards the top of my thighs. Both areas are already incredibly sore from being whipped, and I can hardly imagine the crazy crisscross bruises that I'm going to have at the end of this, but the sensation of being hit across so many hurts only magnifies the agony. I'm already unsure that I can take more. Clearly, he says angrily, I need to make sure that the punishments you receive for disobeying me are worse than the pleasures you receive for obeying me. Do you understand now?
Yes, sir.
Do you think I've made my point?
Yes, sir.
I think I need to make sure you still have a little bit of a bruise left for the next time you see him. He brings the stick down again and I scream and then beg, almost as one word, please let me do something to make this stop, sir. He pauses. This has never happened before. 1 more now and no orgasms for 3 days, or 3 more in a week with no orgasms in between. I've never gone an entire week without coming, and the idea is pretty awful, but not as awful as the idea of facing one more body-screaming whack with that heinous stick right now. I'm tempted to take my punishment now rather than put it off, but I'm already genuinely worried about being able to sit comfortably for days.
I'll take the postponement, I say reluctantly.
As you will. He lays the stick aside and without hesitation thrusts his dick into my ass from behind.
He pulls me back by my hips, pounding himself against my excruciatingly bruised ass cheeks while he fucks me brutally. Mercifully, he doesn't last long, but I sob into the pillow in front of me for the entire time. As he cuddles me after cleaning up, letting me cry into his chest, he murmurs, "Oh, my poor whore. It's going to be so pretty watching you suffer for a week. And just think, if you switch doms, you could stay with the guy who makes you come until you cry instead of the one who beats you until you cry." "That thought has definitely crossed my mind," I say sulkily. "I'm not worried," he says smugly. "You like suffering more than you like pleasure. That's the kind of slut you are, isn't it?" I sigh. "Yes, sir." Until this moment, I've never fully believed Sir when he told me that he wasn't jealous of Boss. Part of me still believed that all the punishments were just him trying to cover for his jealousy. But now I understand that his jealousy really was just a game, and the only thing that was ever real was that I'm his sex toy. I can't quite decide how I feel about that. As much as I enjoy playing with Boss, I can't deny that my favorite part about playing with Boss is Sir punishing me for it when he comes home. I like pretending that there's at least a spark of real rage and jealousy that lights those punishments. But now I've seen what his actual anger looks like, and there wasn't a hint of jealousy in it. I love him having power over me, but sometimes I hate him a little bit for it. I always assumed that he loved having the power to tell me to go fuck whoever he wants me to, but that he hates me a little bit for being such a slut, just like he pretends. But now I'm convinced that his love of power is completely sincere, and he was only ever playing at punishing me for being a slut. He grins at me, then slides two fingers into my pussy, gently funking me with them, but doing nothing that would ever make me come. As I bite my lip, trying to keep my pussy from contracting around his fingers and thus magnifying my desire to come, I can't help but think that the line between love and hate is as razor thin as the line between pleasure and pain. "I hate you," I mutter. "Shh," he warns. "You're trying not to come, remember?"